After class, Brian pulled up in his BMW and rolled down his window. "Carolyn, I know you don't know me and this may seem sudden, but would you like to get some lunch with me? You can ride with me or follow me in your own car, whatever you're more comfortable with, but I would really like to get to know you." My heart nearly came to a halt. What a surprise. What a happy surprise. But what should I do? Should I say yes and go to lunch with a total stranger? The safe thing was to say no, but I didn't. "I'd love to get some lunch with you," I said, and got in his car. Now what? There I was sitting alone in a car with a strange man. What a weird feeling. I had never felt so shy in my entire life. I was 36 years old and on my third date. My first two dates were awkward non-starters. This was the first date I'd ever had with someone I found really attractive. Brian mentioned something about his son. I looked at him and said, "Oh, you have a son?"
"I do. Two boys, in fact."
"What about you? Any kids?"
he asked.
"Yes, I have 8.
Brian started laughing. He thought I was joking. I looked at him because I didn't get what was so funny. Then it was his turn to look surprised. "You have 8 children?" I nodded. Brian looked like he was choking on something. "Seriously, you do not look like you even have any kids. I thought you were joking. Is a sports bar okay for lunch?" I'd never been to a sports bar in my life. I said that sounded great. Over lunch, I told Brian how I'd ended up with 8 children and about my escape and the seemingly never-ending custody battle I'd finally won. Talking to him suddenly felt as easy as breathing and as natural as blinking. No man had ever listened to me as intently as Brian had. Brian had just gone through a divorce, and in talking, we realized we'd both been married for 17 years, almost to the day. He was married 3 weeks before I married Merrill and divorced 2 weeks before my escape. Both of us had been divorced for 18 months, and neither of us had dated seriously since. Brian later said he realized at lunch he wanted to have a relationship with me, even though he knew it would turn his life upside down. He was scared, but didn't let that stop him from saying, "Do you want to go to see a movie tonight?" "Sure," I said. "I work in San Francisco, but I come to Salt Lake every 2 weeks to see my sons. I'd like to date you when I'm not seeing my two boys." I smiled. "Sounds good to me." He took me back to my car and kissed me goodbye. Really kissed me. We never got to the movies that night because Brian wanted me to meet his friends. All of them had degrees from prestigious schools. A few had PhDs. I'd never socialized with such educated people before. What a difference. It was stimulating to be around such vitality. The next day, I met more of his friends at breakfast and lunch. By the time Brian went back to San Francisco, I'd met almost every friend he had in the city, and I was in love for the first time in my life.